Thanks for listening to the Wellspring Church Podcast.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. Man, so glad to be here. Hey, I am really, really excited about this morning. You know, it's a family service. We have all ages in here. And unfortunately, every day my beard gets grayer. My ability to speak to the next generation diminishes. And so we started thinking and praying. I was like, okay, who can we get to come and speak today who would be able to truly connect with everybody in the room? And I'm honored that I'm going to try to get through this, that my oldest son fits that bill. See, David, yeah. My oldest son, David, he's 17. He's a junior in high school. He leads in our children environment every week. He also has had the privilege recently of speaking as students about once a month. And so we kind of figured, man, if we're all going to be in a room, I just felt like, you know, what a better opportunity for my son, who I believe has a gift, to come and share. And so before he gets started, I, as your pastor, just want to say thank you. Because I have a lot to be grateful for. I have a lot to be thankful for. But right now, in this moment, I am most grateful for a God and a church that allowed my kids to be kids, that allowed them to grow up, that didn't hold them to a silly standard of the preacher's kids. Thank you for that. Seriously, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And thank you for being a place that embraces the next generation. And so I'm ready to hear you. I don't want to talk anymore. And so, honestly, of all the things to be thankful for this weekend, what I am most thankful is that I get to welcome my son, David, to the stage. Please welcome David.
What is up, Wellspring? It is very good to see all of you here. As he just said, first and foremost, I am very grateful for Wellspring, not just the leaders, not just the staff, but all of you. To be able to grow up in this environment, in this atmosphere, has changed my life. And so I am forever thankful and grateful for Wellspring. So you guys mean the world to me. And on that same note, what we're going to be talking about today is thankfulness. We're going to be talking about gratitude. Because right now we are in a season of life that is kind of focused on being thankful, right? We just came off of a week of Thanksgiving, right? We're giving thanks. Then we're going to move into giving thanks to God for sending his son Jesus for Christmas. And we're going to buy presents for people to show that we appreciate them. And that's really the season of life we're in when we get near the end of the year, right? We're all about giving thanks. We're all about having gratitude. But the truth is, having gratitude can only be so easy. And God pointed me to a story in my life where having gratitude was easy for a little bit and then became not so easy. So I want to take you guys back to when I was 5 years old and my Mimi and Papa, my grandparents, took me on a trip to Disney World. Now, when I was at Disney World, I was extremely thankful, right? There I am. I was just having a great time. I think I was going for Spider-Man there. I don't really know. Disney was a great time. And I just remember, you know, I was a kid, so I would complain every now and again. But I just remembered being so happy and so excited and so grateful. I was always like, Mimi and Papa, thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking me on this trip. I was constantly giving thanks in everything we did because it was a great time. Because I was with Mickey Mouse, I was with the Power Rangers. I was loving life. And so, because things were going good, I was thankful. And I was thankful until it was time to go home. And obviously, you see my puffer lips right there. I was not happy to leave. And so all of a sudden, all that gratitude was gone because it was time for me to leave. And even when the person who paid for the trip told me, hey, you should be grateful for this, I still was not grateful. It didn't get through. And obviously, this is a very silly, simple story, but we do this with a lot more than just a trip to Disney. Kids and teenagers, how thankful are you for your parents whenever you get that notification, ba-doom, plus 1 hour of screen time? You're like, yes, thank you, Mom and Dad. Thank you so much. You're the best. I love you guys. But then what happens? Boom, they take away that hour of screen time. You're like, oh, my gosh. Are y'all serious? Are you serious right now? Or, you know, this is my favorite. The difference in how grateful you are when you get your food from Chick-fil-A and McDonald's. Because Chick-fil-A, you know, it's on time, they're nice, it's hot. Everything that you ordered is in the bag. But then when you go to McDonald's, you know, they do the whole, hey, can you pull up? You wait 15 minutes, and you're like, okay, stay calm. And you ask for no pickles, but then the burger, all they gave you is pickles. There's not even a patty on it. Like, it's just pickles. You're so much more grateful for the Chick-fil-A than you are for the McDonald's. Or Gamecock fans. Yeah, listen. Right, hey, come on. We can clap for that, right? For the past 9 years, I've been very ungrateful the day after we played Clemson. But today, I am thankful that we came away with a win. In life, we naturally, it's normal. When things go good, we're thankful. But when things go bad, not so much. It's natural for us to feel this way. The world feels this way. But the truth is that as Christians, we are called to do something different. And if you don't know what I mean, Paul tells us this in 1 Thessalonians when he says, always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Paul is telling us here, in all circumstances, at McDonald's, at Chick-fil-A, in all circumstances, be joyful, be thankful. And not only is he telling us to live this way, it's God's will for us to live this way. We are called to live in constant gratitude. And the reason that we're called to live that way is because of the last part of this sentence. Go back. For you who belong to Christ Jesus. That's the most important part. We're called to live this way because we can live this way. Because belonging to Jesus is enough to keep us grateful. Because the truth is, if our idea of being grateful, right, is when things are going good, then there's no reason to not always be thankful. Because the truth is, God is always good. So if our measurement of gratitude is how good our life is going, then we can always hold on to that. The truth is, we can always be thankful. Because God is always good. Because God is always orchestrating. Because God is always working. Because God is always planning. Belonging to Jesus does not promise a perfect life. It does not promise that everything will always be good. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what Paul is saying. You will face adversity. We will face struggles and hardship. But what belonging to Jesus does promise is that there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And there's always someone that you can turn to, that you can talk to, that you can pray to, that loves you more than anyone else on this planet. And God is always good, and he's always working for the good. And because of that, we can always be thankful. But this isn't easy, right? This is very difficult because life is filled with times where things don't go the way we want them to. Life is filled with times where, you know, bad things happen to us. And so we have to think of gratitude almost like a plant, right? I'm not much of a farmer, but I do know that if you go out, thank you, if you go out, you know, into your backyard and you dig a hole and you drop a seed in and you cover it up and you water it and you go to bed, the next morning you wake up, a tree is not going to be there, right? If you're trying to plant an apple tree, the apple tree is not going to grow overnight, right? So we can't just read this and we can't just say, you know what, I got it. It clicked, bang, now I got it. Constant gratitude, I'm always thankful. Let's go. That's not the way it works. You have to cultivate it. You have to repeat your practice of watering it and checking on it and growing it. And maybe when a storm comes by and messes it up a little bit, when it's just a little wee plant, you have to restore it. Gratitude needs to be cultivated. And so we have three steps to cultivate our gratitude. Three very simple steps. Again, today's a very, very simple message because gratitude, quite simply, is very simple. And so we just have three steps that we're going to take, all of us together, and we're going to watch our lives become changed because of them. First one, make a daily gratitude list. Make a daily gratitude list. This is something that I started doing recently that my tribe leader actually told me to start doing every morning. As I'm getting ready, as I'm showering for the day, I just think about all the things that I'm grateful for. I make a mental list. Bang. Yes, I'm grateful for my family. Yes, I'm grateful for this house. And then, like, it starts to get, like, weird. It's like, I'm grateful for this water. Like, I'm grateful for everything. It just goes and goes and goes and goes. And, you know, I don't do it every day, but the days that I do, I feel a lot better. And for us, you know, we can do this at the beginning of the day, end of the day. Sometimes when I'm really down in the dumps, I'll have to handwrite them. You can handwrite them. You can make mental lists. Just gratitude list. Whenever you're feeling like you just need to think of something that you're grateful for, a gratitude list every day. It'll change your life. Next one, memorize Romans 8:28. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. Here it is. Paul also writes this. He says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." There's the promise right there. Yet again, he's not saying, hey, your life's going to be perfect. Hey, you're not going to face any adversity. Paul is telling us, God causes everything to work together for the good. It will work together for the good. It may not be good right now, but he's working for the good. In reading this once a day, two times a day, whenever you're like, man, nothing is going good. How can I be thankful? How could I be thankful for a God who's putting me through this? Remember, he's causing everything to work for the good. The last one, marvel at God's creation. How often do we just take the time to just look around at the world and just take a deep breath and let God's creation sink in? Let the beauty of this world sink in? I mean, we live like 2 miles from the beach. It's beautiful. The world is beautiful. God created this universe. And to just take the time and marvel and really let it sink in. God created this. God created that. He created that. When we can marvel at God's creation, we can allow our surroundings to be constant sources of gratitude for us. Because God created that. And because God created that, it's a blessing. And it's perfect. It's just so simple. These three steps are so important, in fact, that as we leave today, everyone is going to get a card with these three very simple steps on it. And I would encourage you, put it somewhere where you're going to see it a lot. Maybe in your mirror, maybe, you know, in your car. That's what we need. Like, if we're going through traffic, it's always good to think about how grateful you are. Like, that's perfect. Put it somewhere where you're going to see it a lot. And soon, when we start doing these practices over and over again, our lives are going to be changed. Because we can always be thankful. Because God is always good. That is what it always, that's what it all comes down to. We're about to sing a song. And I just encourage everyone in this room, as you're singing this, start making the gratitude list. It can start simple. It can start big. Whatever's best for you. As the words are being sung, just let it sink in. God created this planet. God created the universe. And He is always good. And belonging to Him is enough to keep us grateful. It's God's will for us. And it's so simple for us to follow. Everyone just needs to take the step and understand that God is always good. Our lives won't always be good, but because of God, we can always be thankful. Let me pray. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything that you've given us. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be in this room. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be together as a church. And Lord, I just pray that no matter what, everyone in this room walks away with these steps, and they walk away with the understanding that you are taking what the enemy means for evil and you're turning it to good constantly. You are constantly turning things to good. You are constantly moving mountains. And God, I just pray that as everyone in this room sings this song, they allow your goodness to sink into their hearts to give them gratitude that they can hold on to in all circumstances. I love you so much. In your heavenly name we pray. Amen.